بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Today we are going to discuss two important topics. One is a very important aspect of tazkiyah when a person wants to purify his soul. One of the important aspects is ponder on death. Maulana Zakariya Rahmullah has even wrote a whole book on that, Maut Ki Yaad Mein. And great scholars, Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlavi, Shahullah Dehlavi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ibn Qayyim Jawzi Rahmatullah Alayhi, great scholars have written a lot on death, because death, maut, is such a thing, it is such a bounty, such a great ni'mah, that we must prepare for welcoming death. If you read the life of Imam al-Ghazali rahmullah, we will find that Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, when Malik al-Maut was coming to him, he had his kafan ready and he laid down facing Qibla. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, when he knew he was going to pass away, he was in the jail, he made 36 khatam al-Quran. He shook to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason it comes, Tahfatul Mu'min al-Maut. The gift for a mu'min is death. The ayah that I mentioned in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every soul shall taste death, then towards us is your return. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Zaiqa in Arabic means to taste. Tasting, we can have two meanings to it. Either we take the figurative meaning or the real meaning. Like we say, we taste a food, it's little, then something better than it will come. Or it's like a warning also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we say in our colloquial way, you'll know about it. So Allah says, you'll taste it. The other one is a real meaning, the physical taste, where at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveils the unseen world to us, where we start seeing Malik al-Maut, we start seeing the world, the real of the real world, and then are we ready for that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every soul will taste death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something very important. He brings a preposition, thumma. Thumma means then, ta'akhir. After you have tasted it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us another news. Only after you taste death, then only your return will be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason it is said that death is a bridge between the loved and the beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a beloved. When a salik, a person is the path of Allah, he wants to purify himself to come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is this very same death that will link him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without death, it is impossible to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately we see that deep in our heart, we are afraid to die. If you ask a person, are you ready to die? He's very afraid to die. Very, very afraid. There are four groups of people when it comes to death. The first group of people say, no, I don't want to die. He's afraid to die. The second group of people, they say, I want to die, but I'm not ready. I haven't done my hajj. My zakat I still have to pay. I got qazai umri to do, etc., etc. He knows he got to die, but he's afraid to die. He's not ready. The third group of people, he's in a hurry to die, to meet Allah. And the fourth one is, he loves to die, but at the discretion of Allah, the discretion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level. This is the death of the Anbiya. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Malik al-Maut came to him to take his life. He refused. Say, what? You want to take my life? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Malik al-Maut, tells Musa, hey Musa, put your hand on a sheep, you pull it, how many hair comes in, this is more life I'm going to give you. But if you want to come and meet me, you come. But Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, see how many years, and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fighting him, he said, no, take my life. If you read the long hadith on the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, same thing at the time of death, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked him, you want to leave? He said, no, I prefer the high companion, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the people, their heart is not attached to this world, But whenever Allah wants them, they will go to Allah. So these are the four categories of people. But now if you look at ourselves, you will see there are, most of us will be situating ourselves either the first category, we don't want to die, or we are not ready to die. And this is a rod in the wheel for our spiritual progress. If a person doesn't want to die, there is a problem in his iman. Definitely there is something wrong with his iman. Because death leads us to the unseen. And among all the unseen, which is iman al-mufassal, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadri khayri min Allah ta'ala wa ba'thi ba'd al-maut. All those iman al-mufassal, there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the unseen has revealed to mankind. From the unseen world that we are supposed to believe in, on Farishta, on the revealed book, on the Anbiya, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dozakh, Jahannam, the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote Taqdeer, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed one. And this is Rasulullah. From the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not fit to see Rasulullah. We are not fit to place our gaze on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in riwayah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi reports, there was a pagan Arab, he wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his desire to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he took his dagger to go and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mu'anaqa with him. When Rasulullah made mu'anaqa with him, he wanted to stab Rasulullah in his back, he became a Muslim. The Nur al-Muhammadi, the light of Iman in the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was transferred in his heart. He said Rasulullah has such a strong personality. If you ask me to describe Rasulullah, I would have not been able to describe him. Because once about Iman, I didn't have the gut. And my gaze, my Iman was weak. It was not strong enough to raise my gaze to look at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah. This was a strong personality of Rasulullah. It comes in riwayat that Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that the skin of Rasulullah was so soft, that it was softer than silk. When he was to make wudu, the water used to flow. Such a beautiful thing. The perspiration of Rasulullah, when he used to pass the Gali of Medina Munawwara, everybody knew, because his perspiration, because his sweat, was that of musk. This was Rasulullah. The unseen, from the unseen, the beauty of the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us one only. But death is an opportunity for us to see the unseen that we have brought Iman on. But challenging death, do not want to die. This is the antithesis of believing in the unseen. Because death is the reason, is the crowning of our Iman. It shows us, hey Mu'min, you have believed in Jahannam, you have believed in Jannah, you have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are unseen things. Now is the time for you, for all the things to be unveiled and you're going to see it. Now we don't want to go and see it. What is the purpose of believing? So maut, this is why maut is a tawfa of a Mu'min. It's a gift of a Mu'min. We must prepare for that. But now what are the reasons why we do not want to die? One of the main reasons is our life is geared up towards the future. That's a big disease we have. We always think of the future. I am going to become a doctor. Once I become a doctor, I'm going to get a beautiful wife. When I get a beautiful wife, I'm going to get a beautiful house. And this beautiful house, beautiful wife, I must make her in a Merc. Now I must buy a Merc. After the Merc, I'm going to get children. After the children, I want them to become doctor like me. When they become doctor like me, I want to get them married. When they got married, I want to get them a house. When they want to get a house, I want to get them a wife. Now the whole cycle goes on and on and on and on. What happened by the end of the day, we haven't done anything for it. Our mind is so geared up on the future. It's so geared up on the future that it is very difficult to depart, to think that I still have so much to realize. How am I going to leave this world? I've got my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren to worry about. We don't worry about ourselves, we worry about the future. I've got my house now, I just built my house. How can I leave my house half finished? I just bought a Merc now, it's on HP, I still have to half to pay. How can I leave that? So our mind is always on the future. Just like the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, that you will find those who claim they got Iman, challenge them. If really you believe in Allah, you have Iman. Even in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised this challenge against the Yahud. Claim for death. Demand for death. Demand for mouth. Allah says they will never ask for mouth. Why? Because the heart is attached to the future. How can I make more millions? In the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned again in the Quran, that those, verily you need to find those in Surah Baqarah, you will find those who are ahraf, who are very eager about life, those whose hearts are attached to this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people, they will wish that they can have 1 million years extra, 1,000 years. Al-Fasana, the Quran mentioned. Allah says, even though I'm going to give them 1,000 years extra in this world, this will not save them from the fire of Jahannam. So what happened? Our mind is so geared up towards the future that we do not want to die. This is the first disease, why we do not like death. The second disease we have in us, which prevents us to think about death, is the quality of, if you look at the world, to beautify our body. Today we look all around us, we got diet over diet, way less scheme, we got to keep our line, we got this type of food to eat, this perfume to put, and the list goes on and on and on. We have invested so much in our body, so much we have invested in our body that we do not want to depart from that body. We do not want to depart from that body. The third one is we'll find that we have created so much relationship in this world, so much relationship that we have made as if the world is rotating around us. We have attached our heart so much with our wives. We have attached our heart so much with our children, so much with our dunya, so much with our dukan, that we have removed our concept of ma'rifatullah, the knowledge of Allah. Who is Allah? The ma'rifat of Allah. When a person gets ma'rifat of Allah, this is when there will be tranquility in the heart. As long as a person has not got the ma'rifat of Allah, chain, sukoon in the heart is not possible to get. And this is where we are afraid to die. So we must develop our taluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, should it be permissible to take a khalil? Khalil means a very, very close friend. I would have taken Abu Bakr as my khalil. But unfortunately, I have taken Allah as my khalil. Oh, Abu Bakr, I cannot. Rabia Basriya, great wali of Allah. People ask her one day, do you hate shaitan? He say, my heart is so full with the love of Allah, there is not place at all for hatred for shaitan in my heart. This is the level that Rabia Basriya reached. So this is that relationship, we have created so much of relationship with this world, with our family, with our colleagues, with our work, that we find it difficult now. How can we leave all those relationships? Whereas our relationship is supposed to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned those things that keep them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll give you a long detail, we did talk about it in long ago, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned those things that keep them. And if those things prevent you from Allah, then Allah says, then Allah can declare war against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've got to wait at the Iran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect that part and parcel of our iman, that many people don't understand. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahmatullah alayhi has said, has written a book on that, the furu', the branches of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, there are 70 branches of iman. Like to have haya in a person is part and parcel of iman. To have haya is part and parcel of iman. To have love for Allah also is part and parcel of iman. How many of us have love for Allah? To have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is part and parcel of iman. How many of us have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All these things I can put on Quran and hadith as well. There's no time to go into detail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, for example, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أن أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Nobody's iman is perfected. Nobody's iman is coming until I'm more beloved to him than his father, than his son, and the entire mankind. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala wants Rasulullah to ask him, hey Umar, who you like more? So he told Rasulullah, oh Rasul of Allah, I think after myself I like you most. Rasulullah said, hey Umar, your iman is not complete until I'm not more beloved. On the spot, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, hey Ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than mine. On the spot. This is quality of iman, the love for Allah. And love doesn't exist. It's an abstract word. You can only manifest it. And our action will reveal whether we love Allah or we do not love Allah. Another reason that will hold us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will prevent us from dying, is we don't like this end. We have amassed this world. To separate from this world is another problem. We have so amassed so much of world. We are afraid to lose the hubb ad-dunya. Allah talks in the Quran, in Surah Al-Munafiqun, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says what the munafiqun, they are the believers. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم, you spend of what we have given to you, your time, your wealth, your health, whatever you have, all these are an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says spend. Mimma, mim become mim baziya, part of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, He doesn't need everything. But for our own good, part our time, give in the path of Allah. Part our health, give in the path of Allah. Part our wealth, give in the path of Allah. Part our knowledge, give in the path of Allah. So mean here come for baziya, part of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haven't tell us to give everything. Depending on our iman, if our iman is like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we give it 100%. In the Batul of Tabuk, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has given 100%. That is Abu Bakr. That's the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We must aim it. This is ideal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our weakness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, part of it. Part of what we have given to you. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. Before death, reach any one of you. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ, then when he's Malik al-Mulk, we're going to jump on his bed. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي, oh Allah, give me a respite of the second. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ, I'm going to show. فَصَدَّقَ, I'm going to prove. فَصَدَّقَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِينَ, I'm going to be among those who are pious. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا, Allah will not give any respite, not a second less, not a second more. Whenever time comes, Malik al-Mulk will come again. In the time of Sulaiman, it is reported there was a person, he was a wazir of Sulaiman, and the person was fixing at him, fixing him, he was worried. He told to Sulaiman, look what my problem is, this person, just look at me, I'm worried. So he was transferred to another country. When he went there, he saw the same person coming to him. He was shocked. He said, I was there, I ran away from you, I came here, now you're coming. He said, I am Malik al-Mulk. I was looking at you because I got hookah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take your ruh in that country, but you were by Sulaiman alayhi salam. I didn't know, so I'm looking at you, how to take your ruh. The order is to take your ruh there. So now you have come in the place where your ruh is to be taken. So I've come here now, I'm taking your ruh. So this is a thought for us to remember where the Malik al-Mawt doesn't pity anybody. Malik al-Mawt will not pity anybody. So for this reason, we must be very, very careful with the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Spend it in the right way. To tazkiyatun nafs, one fundamental of nafs is to think about death. This is why one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, before we sleep, it comes in a hadith, sleeping is a sister of death. And at that time, the Rasul Dua Rasulullah sallam has taught us. One is, Allahumma bismika mutu ahya. O Allah, on your name I die, and on your name I wake up. The other one is, Allahumma, bismika wada'tu jambi, wa bika, Allahumma bismika wada'tu jambi, wa bika arfa'u. وَإِنْ أَمْسَكْتَكَ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لَهُ. O Allah, or by your name I put my thigh on the bed, I'm sleeping. And, O Allah, if ever, O Allah, if ever you decide to take my ruh when I'm sleeping, forgive my ruh, forgive me. And if you decide to raise my ruh, Allah, raise it among the pious people. Look at this dua of Rasulullah. O Allah, forgive my ruh if you take my ruh when I'm sleeping. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. Even at the time of sleeping, which is a sister of death, we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. We are so sinful, Allah. So Allah is giving us a training. Even when we sleep, two duas Rasulullah has taught us to make us realize the importance of death. This is why the exercise of muraqab al-maut that we must make every day, every night, we must spend some time to think about death is very, very important. We did discuss about it, how we make muraqab al-maut in the past. So this fear that we have to die, why, how we remove this fear from our heart? How do we remove this fear from our heart? These are some of the symptoms that a Muslim is afraid to die. We can be living five times Namaz, but if you ask ourselves deep in our heart, all of us sitting here will say we are not ready to die. We got a fear in our heart. First problem we have is we haven't understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim, brothers. If you make sin, Allah will forgive us. Allah is Rahman, is Rahim. He has mercy for us. At the same time, is fa'alul lima yurid. He will do whatever he wants. He will do whatever he wants as well. So 99 sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must learn it and try to identify ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by those sifat, those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you think properly, there are two things. To remove this fear, the nuskha given by the wali of Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who increases, who descends on the heart of a mu'min. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ Sakinata, I'm going to explain the word, we translate it by peace, but it's not peace. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has explained in this tafsir that Sakina is a nur. There are three translations that Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has given. What is the meaning of this Sakina? It is a tranquility in your heart that you feel. And this tranquility is not for every Tom, Dick and Harry on the street. Allah has given a condition there. The condition to have tranquility in the heart is Iman. It's a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person who got Iman. Kafir can never get tranquility. This is why when you walk on the street, brothers, I heard it from a consultant in medical field, and I've observed it on the street, you will find that every person who walks on the street, either he's smoking, or he's reading, or he's having a music, he cannot sit idle for 15 minutes like a Muslim. The kuffar cannot sit 15 minutes idle. They live in fear in their heart. There's no tranquility in their heart. There is no peace in their heart. This sakina is only reserved for the mu'min. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ Allah is the one who descends this sakina in the heart of the mu'min. Without iman, you cannot get this tranquility. And therefore, you never get peace of mind to die. You always be afraid of death. So this is where Allah Pak says, we have this nur. The sakina, Allah Ma'alusi Ramatullah Alayhi says, it is a nur that make you tawajjuh on Allah. Tawajjuh on Allah. That is, day in, day out, your mind is on Allah. The other one is, it is a nur which is well established in your heart. Therefore, you don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one, he says, it is a nur that revive your iman. So when a person has this type of feelings in him, then the fear of death will be removed. The fear of death, not completely, but you will like to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will like to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you will fear is not death. You won't be fear of death of the akhirah. What we're going to fear is the pain of death. When the angel of death will come in our body, Shawa ibn al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi in Hujjatullah al-Baligha has given the description of ruh. And Ibn Qayyim Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayhi also has written a full book on that, on ruh. We have no time to go into the details. It goes completely in our body. And every cell, every fiber, the ruh, goes parallel with that. And they scratch it, they take it out. They pull it until it comes to the throat and the gargarite starts and then we die. The roof goes. This is why when the roof goes, most of the time our eyes are open. And that's why we must close the eyes. So it's like a body within our body. So when this is a pain, this is what we are afraid of. And it's very, very hard. This pain is very, 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 very hard. And not only very hard, what the mu'min is afraid of, shaitan will come that time. Shaitan will come and make chakkar to make him lose his iman. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, when he was dying, he would say, not yet, not yet. People are asking, what not yet, not yet? He says, shaitan is by me. Shaitan is telling me, your knowledge has saved you. Your knowledge has saved you. You managed to die as a Muslim. I haven't been able to deviate you from your iman. He's telling shaitan, not yet, because there's still ruh in my body. We don't know, until this ruh does not depart from my body, I cannot say I'm going to die as a Muslim. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, one of the four imams, he was a muhaddith, he was a faqih, this was his halal. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote one of the most difficult tafsir, tafsir al-kabir, at the time of death, his tafsir is based on mantiq, on logic. Shaitan came to him, and shaitan says, defend you now. What proof you got Allah exists? He gave 99 logical answers to prove that Allah exists. Shaitan, Iblis, you all those proof, Iblis book, all the 99 proof. His sheikh, his spiritual mentor, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him kashf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on him what was the halat of Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh. He said, he communicated to Al Razi rahmatullah alayh, say, I believe in Allah, I don't need any proof for that. And this is what Iman is all about. He said, I believe in Allah, there's no proof, I don't need to prove anything. And he said, even great scholars like Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad bin Amr rahmatullah alayh, at the time of death, it was very, very difficult. So to die is a training we have to take. To die is part and parcel of our tazkiyah. Clean our inner self is very, very important to prepare ourselves for this great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, but the preparation. What is this preparation? Is to get the sakina. And the sakina, how we get it? Is by zikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the Zukhruf that a person who turns away from the zikrul Rahman, Allah will appoint for him a shaitan. Run. So the Zukhruf, verse 33. 36, 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse 36 and 37, Allah says, I appoint a shaitan who will stick to him. And that shaitan will prevent him from doing good action. He will do bad action and he will believe it is the right action. Allah will put a shaitan in his place. It's not an ordinary thing. Allah will put a shaitan with us if we don't make the zikr of Allah. It's not an ordinary thing. Then people say, I'm getting jadu. I'm getting this, I'm getting that. I'm getting depression. My wife doesn't love me anymore. My marriage will break. My children are rebelling. Why? All those things, because we haven't understood our ta'aluk is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is with us. Allah places the shaitan in us. I told you last time, in our heart is, there's a fight in our heart. Either there's a shaitan that makes waswasa, or there's a farishta called mulhim who makes ilham in our heart, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself talks to us in our heart. Three ways. This heart is never, never empty. Our heart is never, never empty. Either our nafs is trying to put something in our heart, shaitan is making waswasa in our heart, or it's going to be an angel who will put ilham in our heart, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us our heart. This heart of ours is never, never, never empty. So fill it with zikrullah. So when a person makes zikrullah, then there are three things that they do. The first thing, it comes in a hadith, when a person makes zikrullah, is quoted by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, the farishta shouts him, comes in the majlis. So what happened here, brothers? Farishta is made out of noor. And our heart, our body is made out of clay. So when this clay, this sand is mixed with noor, the quality of ibadat of the farishta is mixed with our heart. Therefore, we find when you make zikr, zikrullah, zikr means thinking of Allah, reminding of Allah. It can be the tasbihat, tilawat al-Quran, majlis, there are so many ways of zikrullah, many ways you can think of Allah. So the farishta comes to us, and what happens? Our heart gets mixed with the sifat of the farishta. This is what. This is said by Hakim Akhtasaf, Damar Rakatum, is one of his bayan. The second advantage we get when we make zikrullah is, comes in the Quran and ahadith also, the rahmah of Allah comes to us. So when the rahmat of Allah comes in the heart, where is the fear for that? There's no fear for that. The third one is the sakina, which we mentioned earlier. This tranquility and the peace comes in the heart. So when this heart is trained with the zikrullah, with the azkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this fear of death goes away. This fear of death goes away. Then death is a pleasure for a mu'min. He will prepare himself for the hereafter. He will prepare to meet his beloved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will prepare to meet the other awliya. He will prepare to be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hold the Kawthar. He will be happy to get his book in his hand. There's no time for me to go in detail on the day of Qiyamah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the book in the right hands. He will give the book in the right hands, and they will run all over, they make a show. Like somebody score a goal in football and he will jump on the pitch, everything. This is how we're going to be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described when the book will be given the right hand side, how we're going to jump and run away, make everybody happy. But before it comes to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has depicted another picture altogether. Yawma yunfaku, yawma yafiru mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi wa banihi li kulli irhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on that day we're going to run away from everybody. Before Qiyamah, we're going to run away from everybody. And when we get to get amalia, when we get to get our deeds in our hands, we're going to run away to everybody. What a success is going to be. What a great success is going to be. This death is such a great thing. Such a great thing that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, when Qiyamah is finished, Maidan al-Hashr is finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will symbolize death in the form of a lamb. And the zaba will be made. And Allah will say, Khalidina fiha abada. The symbolization of death in a land will be executed and then death will be gone. Death will be gone. Therefore always we're going to be sitting by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depending the level of actions we have done, which jannah we're going to be. And depending on our actions, how many times we're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things will depend. How much we have cleaned our heart. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Verily, he is successful, that person who has purified his heart, who has cleaned his heart from all the skills, the spiritual skills, and put a good manners, a good akhlaq in his heart, and his focus has been on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has understood what I've been saying many, many times, what Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi have said, that the purpose of creating mankind in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have not created jinnat and mankind, but to make our ibadat. Yani Allama Suyuti rahmatullah says, لِيَعْبُدُونَ in this verse means لِيَعْرِفُ. To worship me means to recognize me. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's like the bustaq of Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayh. Let's think about it. Beautiful statement. Sheikh Sadi was a great philosopher of Persia. In his book, Bustan, he mentioned that I was nothing. I was nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Who we were, brothers? We were from nothing. Just think about it. Maybe. Just think. We didn't exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to give us the lazzat, the taste of iman. Can we thank Allah for that? The pleasure we got in sajda. Can we thank Allah for that? For every pleasure, spiritual and physical, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a pleasure on them. We want children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sexual desires. We want to eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us taste, blood. We want to breathe, we need oxygen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us feelings when our lungs expand inside. We want to touch something, at times it is soft, at times it is rough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all those feelings. Whatever mankind wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given pleasure in that as well. And in that pleasure there is ibadah. Sahaba kiram, Rasulullah says, don't commit adultery. If you go to your wife, you get sawab. The haqqa will get sawab. Rasulullah said, if you were to go somewhere else, you would have guna. Now you're doing according to the right way, you're getting sawab. So even have a sharing bed with our wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us sawab. We work, we feed our children, we're getting pleasure, our children is growing. But what Rasulullah has said on that? The best roses, the best nafaqah you can do is a person is spending jihad, sadaqah, or on his family. And Rasulullah says in the hadith that the best money is the one you spend on your family. You're getting pleasure, you see your children eating. You're getting pleasure, you see your grandchildren eating a biscuit. He's still a bambino walking, he can't be a toddler. But you're getting a pleasure. But is that pleasure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an ibadah? Just think what Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has said. From nothing, oh Allah, you created me. I didn't exist. I didn't know I exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me into existence. And before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with an impure drop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our ruh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed it in alam-e arwah. And from alam-e arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us in our mother's womb. From our mother's womb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us in this world. From this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in khabar. From khabar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide in alam-e barzakh. There are two worlds. In Surah Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, either you go in Iliyun or Siddiyun. Iliyun is where the good ruh stays. Iliyun is where the bad Siddiyun is where the bad ruh stays. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us in Medani Hashar. Medani Hashar is going to be this world itself. There's ayat al-Quran on that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will flatten this world. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us cross the Fusirat and from the Fusirat Jannah. And Rasulullah says, oh, my Ummah, if you ask for Jannat, ask for Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah Akbar. Ask for the highest. For Allah, what is missing? The smallest Jannah will be the size, 10 times the size of this world. The smallest Jannah will be 10 size of this world. And it's not far-fetched to understand, brothers. Just look at the Milky Way. Just study astronomy, will understand. There are millions and millions and millions of galaxies. How many men you got in this world? 6 billion? There are much more stars than this. And every star is a sun, and each sun got its own solar system. Like our solar system got our 7 planets. So just imagine how many worlds there are. So what is so difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create? There's nothing difficult. 6 billion is nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are more than 6 billion stars. So what's so difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Jannah? Nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to get this Jannah, brothers, we must prepare for more. And maut is a great thing. It's a gift for us. Must prepare. It's part and parcel of our tazkiyah. Must prepare for death. Must not be afraid of death. Yeah, the pang of death is something very horrible. The pang of death, Rasulullah has asked dua, oh Allah, protect me against the pang of death. But death in itself is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the training we need for that is every night make tazkiyah. Make a fall upon our death. Make our muraqab al-maut. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Revise our action, how we spend our day. Every day we must do this exercise, part and parcel of our spiritual progress. If we don't do that, we're going to get stagnant. And the stagnant water later, sooner or later, will smell. This ruh demands its own zikr. Ruh demands its own amal. Our body demands its own amal. Our body is like a wagon. In the train got its own locomotive that pulls the wagon. If you pull the wagon in front, what will happen? It must be the locomotive, the motor that pulls the wagon. And this is our soul. The soul must pull the body, not vice versa. But we have turned everything upside down. This is why we are afraid of death. The halat of the ummah in today's time is exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in the hadith, that a time will come where people will call my ummah to the dasturkhan. Nobody will be afraid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are we going to be so little? Say, no. You will become like foam on the sea. You know, when the flood, all those dirty things that flows, it goes on the sea. You will be like this. Why? Why do we have so much? We have so much, yet we won't have any power. Sahaba could not imagine that. Just imagine Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He and few people wanted to go and fight an army of 6,000 people. Just imagine that. But taqwa, the power of Iman was in Khalid bin Walid. And we can't do anything. Then Rasulullah says, there will be two things in life. Dunya, the world, the love for this world, and the karahat for death. This is what the situation we are today. We are afraid to die. But this is very important. If we want to progress spiritually, we must make sure that we go and ponder upon our death. This is very, very important. Rasulullah said in the hadith, go and visit the Qabristan as often as possible, that it will remind you about this. The direct injection of Rasulullah, go and visit Qabristan. When you go on Friday, hardly anybody in Qabristan. 40% of Leicester are Muslims. When you go on Friday, hardly any Muslim in Qabristan. Why? Because we are afraid to die. We are afraid to die, we don't want to go there. Rasulullah said, go there. Prepare yourself for death. This world is nothing. The akhirat is everything. Let me stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.